well, it was probably about 4 or 5 months ago, we went out with our proposed action on what we thought were, you know, a good mix of roads to keep open and which ones to close. And then we heard from the public and kind of created this third alternative, which is our access alternative, which, you know, the sentiment that we got on a handful of roads, if we heard a lot of sentiment from the publics, you know, we looked at it differently and either decided to keep, you know, maintain it as an open road. One road we are proposing to convert to a ATV trail. And so we want to make sure that, you know, we've got all those bases covered. One of the things we also heard was, you know, to keep the road closures to a minimum around the communities, Petersburg and Cake, and so, you know, the majority of our closures actually occur on QU Island. And so
you heard from the public, people appreciate having the roads as an opportunity there.
Yes, definitely, we did. Okay. And so we really wanted to try to capture that. And you can see in the map here, you know, most of the light colored roads that are proposed for close are on QU Island, and few here on Midcoff, but they're the small spur roads that, you know, people can still walk up if they want to, you know, go berry picking or anything like that on them as well.
Looking at a couple of spur roads off of the Three Lakes Road and that system, the 40,000 Road area there, and where else? Down off of southern end of the island.
Right. And primarily these are closed because, you know, we're showing them as closed because they're currently they are closed. You can't physically drive up these roads right now. And so we just kept that consistent with the current condition. That was one of our driving principles coming up with these road recommendations were, you know, was to carry forward, you know, if we haven't established the use on these roads in the past few years, then, you know, let's look for those for our closures rather than focus, you know, trying to close existing open roads. The only one that is going to be a change, you know, we proposed this, you know, the two roads that are kind of in between down at Woodpecker, down at, you know, Sumner Creek there in between the Snake Ridge Road and the 6282. We first proposed those two roads as closed. And, you know, we heard a lot about trying to keep those roads open. And so just on the 6280 road, there's a good rock pit there for dispersed camping. And so we'll close the road behind the rock pit there and then keep the rest of it open. So you get a little bit of both of, you know, a good dispersed recreation site and a place to hike and, you know, for hunting and so forth. And then the other main proposal that we're looking at is this road in Thomas Bay, you know, for the moose hunters, was converting these two segments of road here for motorized ATVs. The other change that is different than what has been in the past was we actually opened a closed road over on Tonka, the White Alice Road. It was brushed in closed and designated closed, and with the investigation work that the Air Force has been doing out there on the site analysis for the, you know, the potential cleanup, they're going to be, it looks like that work's going to continue for another couple years. And now that we've opened up that road, you know, hunters are starting to use it and like the access that provides up into the high country. And so we decided to keep that, you know, to make that an open road.
Okay.
Where in the past it was actually a closed road.
That's the road that actually goes up to that summit there.
Yes. Yeah. Into that saddle. Another thing that we're going to be considering with this document as well is actually putting some dates on when you can and cannot travel over snow off of roads. In the past, you know, right now we just have kind of a loose definition of, you know, by, you know, that, you know, you have to have a certain snowpack consistency and the muskeg needs to be frozen. And we have seen some, you know, that being pushed to the limits and some impacts especially to the sensitive muskeg systems. And so what we're going to propose here is that we'll actually have dates from December 15th through March 15th or April 1st of when, you know, you can travel over snow. And then if conditions allow it, you know, for the date to be earlier or later, then, you know, we can make those changes. But now, you know, we'll have some dates of when that travel can occur.